Our system summarizes your interviews into really world-class interview notes, so you can just take the bits that matter, upload that into your ATS, and just focus on your judgment. So the way we think about it is, once you start using MetaView, you never have to manually take interview notes again, because we do it for you.
Welcome to Fullstack HR and today's guest, Sahil from MetaView. But before we start, I asked ChatGPT for a slogan for Fullstack HR. You know, something that you say after welcome to Fullstack HR and then the slogan. And it was hard. Most were too cheesy, but I did eventually get ChatGPT to come up with two, but I can't decide between the two, so I need your help. Here's the first one. Fullstack HR, where you stay informed and you stay ahead. Huh? Or this one, Fullstack HR, stay updated, stay unstoppable. Which one did you like the most? And if you're listening through Spotify, you should be able to vote on these two now in your podcast player. So open a Spotify app and let me know which one did you like the most. But back to today's guest. I'm joined by Sahil from MetaView, and I won't spill the beans. Instead, I will say welcome, Sahil, and can you please help the listeners to explain who is Sahil and what is MetaView?
Johannes, thanks so much for having me on the pod. I'm Sahil. I'm one of the co-founders at a company called MetaView, as Johannes mentioned. MetaView is all about helping organizations increase the quality and velocity of their interview process. And the big thing that's changed over the last few years is organizations can now actually understand what's happening in their interviews, because so many of them are being had into cameras and into microphones, which suddenly means we can open the lid and peer into that black box that's a massive dependency on our hiring process by recording them, transcribing them, analyzing them, summarizing them. The key way we really help organizations is with that last piece, that summarization. There's so much frantic manual work that sort of sits around the interview process that stops people from doing a great job in interviews. And a lot of that really comes down to heads down, typing as furiously as you can during the conversation, after the conversation, not really digesting what was discussed, but instead just uploading whatever you can into your applicant tracking system. Turns out that MetaView's better than you at doing that, to put it frankly. Our system summarizes your interviews into really world-class interview notes, so you can just take the bits that matter, upload that into your ATS, and just focus on your judgment. So the way we think about it is, once you start using MetaView, you never have to manually take interview notes again, because we do it for you.
Sounds fantastic. And I mean, this is perhaps an obvious question, like obviously knowing all the pain points around summarizing an interview, but how did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, so I was on the product team at Uber before co-founding the company, and the other co-founder was an engineer at Palantir. So two US tech companies that were growing like crazy at the time that we were there. Many an hour was spent interviewing, and that sort of ended up making me pretty nerdy, but also pretty frustrated about the process of doing it, because I often didn't feel like I could do an amazing job. And it's something I tend to enjoy, is like meeting new people. I'm a curious person. I want to get to know them better. I think those are like the recipe. That's the right recipe for running a great interview. But it turns out all of this work around it, of writing notes, making sure you upload it, was just really taxing and time consuming, and took away from my ability to do other high leverage work. So that was really the inspiration point. As we pulled at that thread, we started to realize all of the downstream consequences of that. Okay, what's the impact of me not actually being able to concentrate during an interview on what's being said? Well, it means I actually make worse decisions. And I err on the side of, you know what? Not really sure. I'm just going to put them through to the next stage, because someone else can find out if they're... And that's just, as you speak to more and more recruiters and people who obviously care really deeply about these pipelines, that just clogs up your pipeline, slows down your hiring, and kills your efficiency from a recruiting perspective. So then we start to layer on all these other benefits around giving you that data about what's happening in these downstream interviews, so you can identify where those bottlenecks might be, which is also part of our platform. It was really just our own itch. We were really frustrated writing these notes, also frustrated sometimes with colleagues who didn't write very good notes, and you'd get like a one-line summary. Like when I was a hiring manager, and I'd be really curious about how a candidate got on in a certain interview, and the interviewer would give me like a one-line summary. I'm like, okay, what can we do with that? Not a lot. So yeah, just a whole bunch of reasons why this became obvious. It was a really big problem that people just accepted was part of their lives, but actually now doesn't have to be, because technology is good enough to solve it.
And I'm laughing here because I can't even count the times that you nudge someone who's done an interview around, hey, I need the notes, I need the notes, I need the notes. It's always a bit of a hassle. Time consuming, as you say.
Obviously, I spend all my time now talking with recruiters and recruiting leaders, and obviously 100% understand that side of the equation. Like, it's so useful to have the notes, because you can calibrate as a recruiter for future candidates. You can give the candidate better feedback. You can just take the next steps on the rec, just whatever, even as simple as that. But from the interviewer's perspective, the frustration is, well, all of the other work I'm doing that I've been asked to do for the company, shipping a product, building a new feature, whatever it might be, they didn't consider how much time I was going to spend on interviewing. So if I've just spoken to a candidate who I think is not a good fit, for me, you have to be really thoughtful as an interviewer to think, well, I am going to spend the time to write up really thorough notes because I care about the efficiency of my recruiting team. Mm-hmm. Most interviewers don't think that. They just think, that wasn't a good use of time. I'm annoyed that I had to spend time with that candidate. Now let me get back to my day job. And so, of course, you can sympathize on both sides. And the reality is that recruiters and care a lot about the relationship they have with hiring managers and interviewers. And they obviously want to be respected. They want to be able to advise and consult on these hires. And they don't want to spend their time nagging or hassling for interview scorecards because that just, it doesn't create that trusted relationship.
I understand that you capture notes from the interview when speaking like this, but also in many cases, you want to add your own flavor to that saying, hey, this is what I experienced as an interviewer. Yeah. How does that work, MetaView?
MetaView focuses on rising what was said, I think is the best way to think about it. If you think about what a recruiter or an interviewer typically does in an interview, they're doing two things as they're taking notes. One is writing down, like almost in real time, trying to summarize the essence of what the candidate has explained to them about their experience, why they decided to move companies, what happened in this sort of conflict they had with them, and whatever it might be, all of that stuff, while also making almost like pigeon scratching notes on maybe my interpretation of this as I go along. That first bucket is what MetaView handles completely. So you still will expect the interviews maybe to note down certain flags and things like that. But yep. In terms of writing down what the candidate's saying, we do a sort of a 10x better job than you can. So you, as the sort of person in the conversation, should just focus on understanding what you're hearing, doing your follow-up questions to make sure your curiosity is really satiated on the candidate. That's the way it works. We record the interview in whether you're doing it on Zoom, Google Meet, Teams, in person, whatever, transcribe it, and then produce a summarization of that transcript based on what we know to be the most important moments of the most important sort of factors of the candidate story.
So you're basically then freeing up time for the interviewer to focus on what's important versus scrabbling down, hey, this is the answer that I got because that is already captured.
Yeah, and just actually to fully clarify, essentially the breakdown for us is capturing and summarizing what happened is MetaView, judging and evaluating the candidate and their fit for the role is still up to the recruiter and the interviewer. Yeah. That's not something that MetaView does.
Got it. And from the candidate's perspective, then I can already now hear sort of recruiters screaming in the back, but yeah, what does the candidate think about this? And this isn't this intruding into the candidate's personal sphere? Yeah. Do you have any objections like that?
Oh, for sure. We're all at the bleeding edge here, right? In terms of the amount of our interviews that are being done talking into cameras now, that's only been around for 2.5 years or so as being like the main way that people interview. So I think people are just still getting to grips with what that means. Really important as part of our product that candidates are informed about the fact that their notes are going to be taken in this way. Vast majority, when it's expressed clearly, don't have an issue. So only about 5% of candidates opt out, and they can do that whenever they want, opt out of the sort of the automated note taking. The reality is it helps the candidate, right? Because the recruiter or interviewer can actually run a better conversation with them. So the vast majority don't object, but yeah, really important that they're aware. Obviously, this is not a covert thing.
No, I would imagine it's also important to state to the candidate that it's not the judgment. The system doesn't judge you. It just captures what you say. It's done in a more efficient and better way, hopefully, than if the interviewer were to take notes as well in regards to that.
Yeah, I think this is what as HR and recruiting teams, we're all going to have to wrap our head around is there are certain things we're doing now, like let's just focus on what we do. People have always taken notes during interviews. Of course, it's completely natural now to say, hey, we're going to record this interview in this case for these following reasons. But the reality is taking notes was a form of record keeping. And you were using those notes because you were going to read them afterwards and use that to help you with your decision. Like it's completely the same thing. It's just not forcing the human being to spend their time doing it because they have more important things they can be doing. That's all it is.
And in all honesty, like your system probably, as you said, like it does it better than the average hiring manager or interviewer.
If you look at my interview feedback before this feature compared to my interview feedback since we had this product, it's 10x better. No exaggeration to say, it's night and day.
Do you have any use cases or like best practices that you've come across implementing this in different organizations and working with different companies?
Yeah, there's a few sort of, I guess this, when we launched the product, for us, it felt really obvious that this was a this was like a release valve for frequent interviewers. Breathe out a sigh of relief. No more cracking your knuckles before the interview or taking a big deep breath. You can just enjoy the interviews a lot more and have much better conversations with your hiring team afterwards too. So we knew the sort of the core benefit was, hey, like this just makes your life easier. It's more convenient and it turns out it saves you time. I think there's a few things we've been, I wouldn't say surprised by, but they've been much more prominent than we were expecting, and we're really delighted to hear it. One is often we start with our customers rolling out to their recruiting team because, of course, they interview all the time. So it's biggest time save for them. Very quickly, those recruiters start to get really curious about, okay, I'd really love to know what's happening for this candidate downstream, because then I can be much more informed and improve my screening. If I can actually see, you know, hiring manager reports back to me saying, hey, I don't think we should bring it to that candidate because they don't embody our culture enough. I can either spend half an hour trying to poke around to understand what they mean by that. But if we were just capturing their notes automatically too, then I could see like a really full, I could have a really just as full understanding as the HM. So this sort of using the platform to increase the connective tissue and the quality of the conversation, the quality of the relationship between recruiter and hiring manager has been has happened much more rapidly than we were expecting. Like people almost want it right away. So that's been really positive. The other is just the extent of the time that that people are saving. We've had people report back to us that they used to spend half, like even recruiters who obviously typically run 30 to 45 minute screens, depending on the culture of the company, but some were spending up to 30 minutes afterwards writing up their notes. And now that's gone down to sub 10 because we essentially have your foundation, you just edit, you delete the things you don't want, you add some of your own opinion. So those have really been the main use cases, speeding up that note-taking, focusing on a better conversation during the interview itself and just the general like emotional release that gives recruiters, but then also helping recruiting teams understand what's happening in the rest of the interview process much more deeply.
That's fantastic. But if you look then further down the line, maybe perhaps not only your product, but in general, there's a lot of talk about AI. There's a lot of talk about all these new technologies. And like, where are we heading with all of this?
Yeah. So I think there's two ways to look at things. One is, hey, there's new foundational capabilities being made available essentially through these AI, these foundational AI providers. What other parts of a recruiter's life can we apply this to make their life, make them so much more efficient, so much more productive, but also better at making better decisions? That's one lens. The other lens is what's the sort of full tapestry of technology that we can apply to helping organizations run really world-class, high-velocity, high-quality interview processes. And we're more in that second bucket, which is, yes, we're applying AI wherever it makes sense, I would say, in fact, to solve problems. But actually, there's a bunch of things you can do once you start to capture and record interviews that sort of don't actually have a ton to do with AI. So things like if you start to capture your hiring manager interviews and that hiring manager is really stretched and they're running too many interviews, they want to pass on that interview responsibility to someone else. They can't right now because they don't feel calibrated with other members of their team. If you have a few of their recordings and you get the hiring manager to tell you, this was a great interview that I ran and the candidate was really strong, so let's use that recording to train up two new people. So there are we have a structured way that folks can do that, essentially train up new interviewers, again, to spread this interviewing burden, which again, hiring managers are really grateful for. Another thing as a growing organization, I'm sure you would have experienced this in your time at Spotify as well, is when you're at any scale, you have this situation as a recruiting organization where you're carrying the bag for but you're relying on loads of people who are not in your organization to actually do a big chunk of the hiring. The interviewers and the hiring, they don't report to recruiting. They have their own thing. And pulling out data from these interviews, things like, what's the candidate talk time across these interviews? Are there some interviewers who tend to overspeak candidates a lot or interrupt them a lot? Are there some interviewers who don't actually ask many questions or are really interrogative, and maybe that's connected to a lower for acceptance rate? All of these sort of pieces you can start to work out. So that's all in the product. That's all in the product right now. When you take all of that one step further, you can also start to think about, if we're as an organization, if we've gone through a period where we're maybe not happy with the performance of the organization, and you're trying to understand the root cause of what is it that's resulting in us hiring people who actually end up not helping us move to the next level. Right now, most companies are doing that without knowledge of what happens in the most outcome defining part of their hiring process, which is the interviews. And so that's the sort of the really big strategic benefit for organizations is, if you're trying to understand what is leading to the sort of your talent density, if you're having a decay in talent density, where you're having improvement in talent density, and you want to work out, well, what are we doing right so we can keep doing it? If you don't know what's happening in your interviews, either from this metrics level or just from reviewing game tape and key moments to understand, hey, this is how we should pitch the company or whatever it might be, then you're really flying blind. Yeah. And I guess the way we look at it is you're really leaving it to luck. Like you might be getting lucky right now, but things might change and you won't know it until it's too late. You'll just see it a year or two down the line when things aren't going too well. That's the sort of the, I guess, what's next almost for the catcher in the hole. But right now it's very much, listen, it's no longer the time to take notes manually. It's really simple. Just if you don't want to spend your time doing that anymore, there's a solution.
Yeah. But I think you bring up an interesting point as well, that it's also a way for a recruitment department, for example, to evaluate the hiring managers that they have and make sure that they conduct proper interviews. Yeah. And as you say, like it's an important step for the company as a whole also to sell the organization and also explain about the organization. It might be not that we end up hiring this person, but still you want them to have a sort of good interview because, you basically sell your company or represent your company in all aspects.
We probably wouldn't say evaluate the hiring managers so much as collaborate with and coach. Just like when I was running product teams, of course there was complete transparency around how the product I was responsible for was performing. And it wasn't that sort of other people in tangential parts of the organization could come and therefore evaluate me as a PM. It just meant we all had the same information so we could talk about what we can do to improve things or how we propagate that sort of good behaviors to other parts of the organization. So for me, it's more about like coaching and advising that recruiters can do. But of course, there are some times where if it's clear that there's someone who has been maybe is like a battleground promotion. They got promoted because they did a great job on the field and now they're a manager and they need a bit of help. Then having some data at your fingertips to help you identify what this person could do with help is obviously part of that as well.
It's more my HR side coming in and evaluating people.
Yeah.
If you're an HR, you like to evaluate stuff. But another question that how do you keep up to date with what's happening in this landscape? Do you have any resources or podcasts or anything that you can inspire people with or to follow as well?
I think for AI in recruiting, there's definitely there's any canonical place. Your newsletter is a great resource, I would say.
Thank you.
HR newsletter. We actually started a newsletter relatively recently, the Recruiters AI Digest. So we'd recommend people check that out. It's essentially to solve this problem. Obviously, you focus more on HR broadly. This is very much recruiters leveraging AI. What should you be aware of that's happening in the market, either directly in recruiting or very closely related? So we're trying to fill that gap because we always get people asking us, even as part of customer calls that I do when I'm catching up with customers, they're always curious to know what else is going on. So we're trying to fill that gap. Myself, we have a super active Slack internal company Slack channel where people are always sharing sort of the latest things. And for the last 2 months, it's just been crazy. Frankly, it's like 10 must read links a day to keep on top of things. So yeah, I think it's really chaotic right now. And I think in a good way, frankly, and I think I'm sure it will make sense of itself. But right now it's really chaotic.
I'm interested in this space and I find it super hard to follow everything that's happening because it's so much stuff going on at the same time, full speed ahead. But we'll make sure to include a link to your newsletter as well in the show notes. And if people want to see this or get in touch with you, how do they do that?
So head over to our website, metaview.ai. Best thing really, if you're curious, is to, of course, check out the website, but really just sign up for a free trial. We really think the product speaks for itself and we really want to just let people have a go and see if it makes a difference for them. So onboarding to the product's really simple. So I'd recommend doing that. But there's plenty of resources on the website if you're unsure, or you can also email me. I'm at sile@metaview.ai if you have any questions, and we can answer things that way too.
Perfect. And we'll make sure to include links in the show notes to that as well. So we have a full extensive show notes with all the links that you might need.
Appreciate that. Yes.
But thanks a lot, Sile, for coming on the podcast and best of luck with your product as well.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it, Johannes. Great conversation. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
If you like this episode, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss the next one. And also be sure to check out fullstackhr.io. That's fullstackhr.io, where you can sign up for the newsletter so you won't miss any episodes going forward. And also, you won't miss any newsletter for that matter. I'm Johannes Sundlo, and I'll catch you in the next one.